We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of the Friday Beer Buzz.
And the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts, all at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. There's no oopses here. Let's get to Lindo. Sabatini was here.
Yeah, who said oops?
That was Bill. Bill, my apologies. I hit the button too late and I realized I was like, no. I don't know what it is. It's the Friday Beer Buzz. Oops. I'll mix it all together in post-production. It'll be like you were there the whole time. Sorry about that, Bill. But back to Lindo first. Okay.
Good morning. What's happening?
Nothing. Tell us what's happening at Sabatini's. What's going on that I need to know?
Pizza and beer. Nothing different this week.
It's such a simple but wonderful slogan. Sabatini's. Pizza and beer.
Pizza and beer, yeah. It's going good. I was listening to Lorraine.
Yes.
What do you think? You think she would think my beard is sexy or what?
100% certainly she would.
All right.
Mine questionable because it's red and shorter. Lorraine, if you're listening, call Johnny Lucas and let us know. It's more of I'd call it a manly beard. Lumberjack.
Mine? Yeah. People say, I truly just didn't want to shave. But, I mean, there's not a lot of work into keeping this thing what it is, I guess.
It comes natural. Yeah. Billy, you hear this guy? My beard is natural. And you're a clean-shaven man, Bill, but what's going on in your world, and what do you got for us today in terms of beer news or questions?
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You know, I got to throw in my favorite Beatles song. I love Blackbird. Here Comes the Sun and Day in the Life. They're like my three absolute favorites, but there's so many to choose from.
Well, Bill, we only asked for one. No, I do the same thing. I get it.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick, but all good ones, though, I would agree.
Yeah. So we have a deer buzz, and our deer buzz is interesting today because I think it is something that many beer drinkers pay attention to and many beer drinkers do not. It's calories in your beer. And people ask, and I have a really extensive post on mybeerbuzz.com about calories because I do get asked quite a bit and I got tired of going and looking them all up. But what is the calorie level in many beers? And so I thought I'd run down a few. And I'll run down a few of the really common ones, and then we'll do the extreme. Because I think the common ones are probably what a lot of people asking are actually drinking because they're lower caloric beers. Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, 85 calories. Corona Premier, 90 calories. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories. Dogfish Head, Slightly Mighty, 95 calories. Miller Lite, 96 calories. Yingling Light, 99 calories. Bud Light, 110 calories. Guinness Draft, 126 calories. Samuel Adams Boston Lager, 180 calories. And now let's do the extremes. Brew Dog Faux Fox Dark Blueberry, 20 calories. Think about that. Only 20 calories in that beer.
That's why I'm so thin.
Flying Dog, and then we swing in the other direction. Flying Dog Horn Dog, 313 calories, and these are per 12-ounce servings, too. Wow. Here in Nevada, Bigfoot, 330 calories. And the big one here, you could probably say this is more of a flavored malt beverage than a beer, but Bud Light Limerita, something I see a lot of people drinking, 495 calories for a 12-ounce serving.
It's like the Big Mac of beer. Sure. It's just a lot more calories than you'd expect, right? Interesting.
I would rather have a milkshake, right?
We'll do the milkshake buzz next week.
We have some beer news today, and our first one comes from our pal Brian Strumke of Stillwater Artisanal Ales. We've had Brian on the show, and Brian's always doing interesting things and crazy stuff, and he's doing both with these ventures. He is partnering with the Confederated Tribes of the Chehalis Indian Reservation to do the first brewery and distillery on native land, and that's out in Washington State. I think that's a really exciting venture. He is also entering into a United Kingdom, a UK partnership with North Brewing in Leeds. So stay tuned for some interesting beers coming out of both of those locations. And the one in Washington is actually a brewery and distillery. So we're going to see spirits and beer coming out of that. Bell's is doing an Imperial IPA that's going to be part of their That's the Idea series. And it's a big one. It's a 9% ABV beer. They're also doing, in their Eccentric Exclusive series, something called Key Lime Milkshake IPA. We'll get that one for you, Jason.
I'm ready.
And that one comes in at 7%. Stone is doing a one-batch dispatch series called Motuka Madness, and that's a single-hop double IPA that hits 9% ABV. And our final tidbit is one that we just missed the actual day, but Dogfish Head is doing a beer called Sweat, Stout,
Wait, was that Sweat?
And that is yes.
Okay.
And that's a collaboration with Sweat Records, and that's done for Record Store Day. And this beer will be a tropical stout that uses fair trade Haitian coffee beans, fresh pressed sugar cane juice, and toasted coconut flakes. And it uses, if that's not all enough fun, it uses lager yeast to get to 5% ABV.
Hmm.
And that is our breaking beer news. As always, you can click on the breaking beer news tab on mybeerbuzz.com for the latest details.
You could spend hours doing that. As could you if you went to Sabatini's, you could spend hours eating pizza.
Drinking beer.
Today's featured beer, I just say thank you in advance. I tried to thank Lindo and Bill. He said, I think Bill came up with this idea for this.
Oh, yeah.
After last week, when I enjoyed that coconut beer, I forget what it was called, but that was really good. Even though I don't like coconut, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I did like that. I said I like lime. You guys brought a lime beer. What is this we're about to drink here today?
Yeah, so today's beer comes to us from Two Roads Brewing Company, and they're in Stratford, Connecticut. And Jason, yeah, you mentioned the word lime. And after a few weeks of my personal journey to find a mashed potatoes beer, because you mentioned mashed potatoes a couple weeks ago, I couldn't find a mashed potatoes beer, we went with a lime beer. And this one comes out of, like I said, Stratford, Connecticut. And their brewmaster at Two Roads Brewing has a somewhat local connection. His name is Phil Markowski. And Phil used to work for Southampton Brewing and contract brew at Lion Brewery. So Phil has been in the area and participated in many of the beers that come out of the Lion Brewery. But the beer is called Persian Lime Gosa.
Gosa.
And so before we get too far, we should say Persian limes, you know, it sounds exotic, but Persian limes, they are grown with a little bit thicker skin, and they are the most common lime that you find in a grocery store. So most people are used to the taste and the flavors of Persian lime. They're also called Tahiti limes.
Right.
And this beer is a Gosa. Have we, Linda, do you remember if we've featured a Gosa on the show yet?
I know we have.
We have. We've done some Gosas. I mean, Gosa is one of the more popular soured style beers right now. And
yeah.
We have. But this one, mine's almost gone. I've been drinking it. It's really a nice beer.
It's one of those ones. I think the first sip of this is like, whoa, that is sour. And I think it's like sour candy. The more you eat, the more you kind of want. So I have a feeling my second sip is going to be like, I need a third, and then I'm going to be walking funny.
You're only on your first sip.
Well, I usually wait till we start talking about it.
Yeah, why?
Why are you trying to control me?
I'm not, but there's a beer in front of you.
Bill, this is his fault, right? I think we need to see other people.
Yeah.
sorry.
It's our
really
first
good.
Beer buzz breakup.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take it back. You're the best. It's that beard.
Not me. It's you.
Yeah. The more I drink this, the more I really enjoy this. This is excellent.
The story here, it's really interesting how they do this. This is part of their tanker truck series of sour ales. And the name is very literal in that they have a retired dairy stainless steel tanker truck, and they park that outside the brewery. They now have two of them, actually, because the beers have become so popular. And they use those vessels to sour the beer. And Lindo mentioned Gosa. It's a very common style. Comes from Goslar, Germany. And it is a traditional sour wheat, usually brewed with a wheat malt. And it not only has fruit in it, it also has salt, and it is fermented like an ale. So you get that clay of sour and salty that go back and forth. And it's like, you know, potato chips make you thirsty and then you drink and then they make you want salted, you know, salted chips again and you go back and forth.
Yeah, what would be...
So I think it's a really, really good beer.
Yeah, Lindo, I come up to the bar and I say, like, what would I have to say to you for you to get this beer? And like, this is the one for you. Like, is it that I want something specifically, like, sour? Would anyone ask for a sour beer?
No, a lot of people just, yeah, come right up and say, what kind of sours do you have?
Oh, okay, so that's something. See, I'm too much of a novice to realize that's a thing.
I mean, sour, a lot of people come, with all the different beers we have available, you know, they know we're going to have a bunch of sours. So they'll say, what sours do you have now? What sours do you have on draft? And people come, a lot of people come right out and say, do you have any gozes or fruited gozes, anything like that?
Yeah, it's not for, I can tell you, this is a beer that's not for everybody, but it, if it's for you, it's really for you. Like, it's, you get, you know, I mean, it's, I think it's a love it or hate it thing, but it's going to be, bring out the passion for people who like this. And Gosa, just so I have this clear, that's a sour style beer.
It is.
Okay, just make sure I'm learning as we go along here.
Yeah.
I get a star. Hey, look, we got to just realize at the time we have to get to Joe Snedeker in a few minutes, and I got to finish drinking this beer beforehand so I don't get too loopy. And
it's the lime and the coconut.
That was week to week. Yeah. Nice callback. I'm happy with that, too.
Well, the coconut and
very
the lime.
Good.
The
that was not intentional.
Have a great weekend, everybody. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare crafted imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 37 rotating drafts. And a beautiful weekend, so get to Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good people and good beers together. I got that backwards, but it's all the same.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.